Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I wanted to also talk about today and honor Kim with a prophetic word that he gave in 2007. You know why? Because he gave a word in 2007 about our current president-elect, Donald Trump, very specifically. As a matter of fact, we're going to make the whole word available to you. But listen to him prophesy in 2007 about what we're experiencing today.
This that shall take place shall be the most unusual thing, a transfiguration, a going into the marketplace, if you wish, into the news media, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet, and Bill Gates to open up the gate of a financial realm for the church, says the Lord. And I will not forget 9/11. I will not forget what took place that day. And I will not forget the gatekeeper that watched over New York, who will once again stand and watch over this nation, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, for I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office. And there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land.
There will be a praying president, not a religious one. But I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts.
Going off? That's awesome.
This is powerful.
That is totally awesome. For the next 8 years.
Yes. Have a praying leader in the White House.
For eight years. And he said, you know, as you can see right here back on my screen, that's this Kim Clement and the president, and you know, this is 2007.
Yes.
So it's not...
This is before any of this was even being discussed.
Yeah, and he's saying that that he will be a praying president. And he literally was open to prayer, but he won't be religious. That's good, because remember, the religious guy is the one that Jesus talked about that was walking towards the temple, and the non-religious guy fell to his knees and beat his chest and said, I'm not even worthy to even come in your presence. And I've actually heard you know him say that. He said, this might be the only thing that gets me to heaven, doing something nice. But the religious person said, God, I'm just thankful that I'm not like this one down, pointing down at the guy that was on his knees beating his chest. And Jesus said this: it'll be the one beating his chest that'll make it, not the religious Pharisee. And right now, you know, God is in complete control. And you're looking at this. I mean, this, I know in October the Lord told me very specifically that Donald Trump would be the next president, and I had a chance to share it, but I didn't share it on the air because of all the politics, but I did, and I was advised not to, and that the people were going to get the White House back, the people of America. And so
you look at knowing the fact that...
Oh, hold on a second. I just want to hold that thought. There's just a lot of noise, hand noise in my ear. I think the mic's on. Okay, got it. I'm like, what is going on in my ears? Okay, got it. So So he's saying specifically that, you know, that this in 2007 he's prophesying about this Trump that's coming. Nobody thought Trump, but God. I mean, this is God. God did this. I mean, from what I understand, Donald Trump didn't even plan a party. You know, God actually planned this in advance. And this is some of the things that was said in 2007, that he'll put the walls of protection back up. I don't know if anybody's known about building a wall and the walls of protection. I mean, it is definitely Donald Trump, president-elect Donald Trump. And then he said he would turn the economy around. And it's something, for me, because we prophesied for so long and talked about what we needed to do and God speaking what's going to happen if we don't turn around, you know, but we got to begin to digest this answered prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, God has answered our prayer. And we have a moment in time, and I know that we'll talk about it after this break, but, you know, Franklin Graham just wrote about it in his magazine Decision, and he said, God has given us a window of time now to get right.
Yeah.
It's just a window of time for us to turn our hearts, get back right, and in hopes that God would begin to use. This is an opportunity for us as the church to be the church. And in 2007... you know, it was prophesied by Kim Clement that this Trump would be used to establish the walls, and Bill Gates. You know, so many people talk about Apple and, you know, what the founder of Apple, you know, that he's so great. But the truth is, Bill Gates has done much more philanthropy and kindness than, what's the founder of Apple's?
Apple? I'm trying to think of that.
Steve Jobs. So what Steve Jobs focused on was his product and his business. But, you know, Bill Gates focused on that, but he also focused on, he's in Africa, education, all these different things he's focusing on. And he's like, God's going to use even Bill Gates to begin to open some doors. And so God is just shifting things and shaking things. And it's for us, the church, we got to get and do what we're supposed to do, because we're obviously not the world. But it's time for us to do those same kind of shiftings and get back in the way that God wants us to do. And one way you can do that, what we'll be talking about, is Vine Seminars, you know, getting back to the original 10 of the church. So amazing, if you missed a little bit earlier, you know, of course, the sadness of the passing of Kim Clement. You know, he's with the Lord now, and he's done an awesome work, you know, reportedly, so all over the place. He wasn't from Australia, even though he sounded like he was from the streets of Australia. And he's the prophet with the ponytail that would do like Pat does, you know, Hamilton's works on the television program. One day he'll cut that thing. Anyway, so, but also this prophetic word in 2007 about Trump, that he was this Trump was going to be the trumpet. He was going to, you know, put the security back. He's going to turn the economy quickly. And right now, what's taking place right now is so powerful. I mean, it's hard to even explain, because a lot of people don't follow what's happening in Washington, D.C., and I don't blame you for the past, you know, some odd years, you know, 20 years or something. It seems just it's a problem. The thing about it is, that's who determines whether your sons go to war or not. Now your daughters, because President Obama is saying that even though Congress said no, he's saying that the women have to register for the draft, like the guys have to register for the draft. And so all of these key, I mean, this is such unity taking place. As you saw earlier on an earlier program, that the founder of Jet Magazine and BET, and now his company, he was asked by President-elect Donald Trump to come serve on the team, and he's just reaching across all of America, all the pieces of America, saying, let's turn this country around fast. The Speaker of the House with Paul Ryan, that's a big deal, because it's equal powers, which means the president could want to do something, but if Congress doesn't want to do something, it's not going to happen. Well, Congress is like greasing the slides, getting ready for the president to throw this football towards Congress, and it's going to fly through Congress. Supreme Court justice appointment, one if not more. Judges across the land, 4,500 appointments and hires, you know, for the federal government, a restructuring of all the executive orders. VA, you know, a new leader of the Veterans Affairs. Homeland Security, we're going to have somebody other than Jay Johnson, who's trying to befriend, you know, Islam for a security reason.
Muslim Brotherhood giving Muslim reasons why they can be here. Yeah,
and he talked about the plight of the Muslims. Like, you know, we care about Arab people, but understand that, you know, that there's only 3 million Muslims in America. There's 300 some odd million people. Well, it's all of America. It's every one of us. And we're going to have a new person over Homeland Security. Yes. It's going to be, I'm just, this is so exciting.
And it's so huge to recognize the importance of what is happening, not to just gloss over. And it's just these are major decisions.
Yes. And, you know, you've been praying. I know a lot of people. I think about Teresa Murray that's in Houston. I think about so many people that have been praying nonstop. Dutch Sheets traveled the nation talking about the appeal to heaven.
Franklin Graham.
We have the appeal to heaven even outside our studio. We flew that flag, and we had a program with sackcloth and ashes, the appeal to heaven. And, you know, every program was ended with, dear God, you know, end abortion, you know, send revival, send a third grade awakening. You know, and you're looking, this is, and so it's time. I mean, the battle has been won, but the war has just begun.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got to get back to where we were. And I think about this, what you saw in the beginning of the program, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, where he says specifically that we have to get off the bench, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to get active. And one way we do that is through civil Christianity. We have to learn how to be civil Christians in the civil land. And you can go to civilchristianity.org and find out more about that. And you can sign the pledge. This particular pledge is just nothing about what we have in common in regards to these 10 commitments that says, if I want to be a part of civil Christianity, if I want to go together with other believers, then we're all going to have this in common. Mm-hmm. And those 10 commitments are exactly the 10 commitments, with a little tweaking of today, what Dr. Martin Luther King had people sign before they got involved in walking with him. Because some people are militant. Some people are racist. Some people have weird interpretations of things. Some people fly ignorant flags that bring problems. But you know what? We're flying the flag of Jesus. You know, all we want to do is share the love of God and get back to the original intent of this nation and love all Americans and hope that all Americans are going to love America and Americans as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about this journey. God's prepared us for this journey.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.